Oh shit! I didn't even hear. That's not the.
That's right. Welcome to Rip City.
That's the word of mouth theme. I just did it right at the beginning.
The Kia Soul.
Word of mouth.
The Kia Salero.
Rip.
What's up? I'm Kia Jack, and you're listening to Jackass Radio.
Jack FM. You never know what we're to play.
Yeah, it's all the sounds of bottle rockets flying out of people's assholes.
1 minute it's Toto, and the next it's more Toto.
Yeah, Toto. Toto FM. America. Whoa, already?
Hey guys,
shit!
Just a little bit worried about you. You guys missed the episode the other day. I didn't know if you guys were on vacation because I showed up Tuesday and just flying around the town and I called in.
Hold on, Terry. What do you mean you showed up?
Well, I showed up for work, unlike you guys.
Whoa. You work for the fucking helicopter, the news, the sky. The office isn't in the sky.
WRIF. We Riff. The radio.
Yeah, you work for We Riff News. You know, that's... Guy's being a prick, dude. Terry, what's up with you? I'm sorry we weren't here last week. We were both on vacation.
Well, you gotta shoot me an email or a text or something like that. Maybe
I did.
Fax, you know, I still have my fax up and running.
I faxed you on Tuesday.
Make sure if you want to call in, you can call Terry's fax line. I can fax you some Arby's coupons.
I want those.
Yeah, I'll send you over.
Terry, I had a tangled up cord. I'm all good now, Terry. Everything was in shambles. What's going on with you? Talk to me. Tell me something good. How's the bowling league coming along?
Well, we got the big championships coming up this Friday.
I heard a rumor about your high score in bowling. What'd you get?
269.
Oh. Was it that high, really?
Yeah, and you know, I love 269.
Oh, Terry, you're nasty today. You are fucking nasty. I wasn't even ready for you today.
Well, yeah, we got, you know, you let Terry, you simmer in it, you know, the other day. I was in the helicopter for about 8 hours, nobody to talk to, so.
Yeah, you ain't even got no AC up in there, dude.
Got a little horned up.
Ew, Terry. You get horned up when you talk to us?
No, when I don't talk to you guys are kind of cock-blocked, so I was just up there.
How the fuck are we cock-blocks? You're the one that got a divorce.
Well, yeah, because they didn't like me associating with you guys.
You work for the same place as we do. What do you mean they? The higher-ups? Where the highest do you go?
Well, I got to get back out there.
Yeah, get the fuck back out there, man.
I got to call in at a couple other podcasts. You know, I picked up some side work.
Great. Tell Mark Maron we said hi.
Will do.
All right.
Amps.com. Promo code Terry.
Shut the fuck up, Terry. Man, Terry's being a fucking dick today, dude. Giving me the third degree.
Yeah, you know, oddly enough, I stepped out right. As soon as I heard the helicopter noise, I just bounced out.
You and him got beef. You and him have such obvious beef. I don't know what it's about, but one day maybe we'll find out what your and Terry's whole beef is, why you guys don't talk.
Well, man, I stuffed his old lady, that's why.
You stuffed his old lady?
Yeah, like a Thanksgiving bird.
Oh, damn, dude. Don't call his old lady a bird. What are you, fucking British?
Gave her the gravy drip, you know what I'm saying?
Gross, dude. Gross, dude. Fucking gross. Man, that guy was being a dick today, so you can say whatever you want. He came in here hot telling me he was up in the air waiting on us. It's like, man, Terry, dude, you're being a fucking jerk, dude. I don't even want to hear that. I ain't got a boss, dude.
What a prick.
Yeah. I mean,
douche.
I'm a Ronin, dude. I don't got a boss. Ah, samurai with no master, you know?
You're on the loose.
Yeah, you're on the loose out there. How was Denver? How was Colorado?
Colorado, man, it always rips. You know, it's enticing. You're out there.
You're being nasty.
Everybody, you know, cussing. Drinking brews, mixing it up, walking around, having good sets, you know.
S-E-T-S.
And then, you know, you just think, you know, it's enticing, you know.
What, to move out there?
I mean, you know, you could see yourself shutting it down out there. But, you know, everybody already, you would have had to get hip to Denver or Colorado like a decade
ago. 10 years ago, yeah.
Because even like Fort Collins is popped off now because you can't afford to live in Denver.
Does the air fuck you up?
Maybe it does. I don't know. I feel a little sluggish by the end, but that might be from boozing. I mean, the thing is, you got to be careful when you get out there and start drinking because you'll get tuned up after a couple beers and you won't realize.
After three beers, you'll be wasted.
Yeah.
Because I'm going out there.
You're not getting enough oxygen to your brain.
Yeah. I'm going out there for 10 days.
Yeah, dude, you're going to have a good time.
Well, we'll see. Not if I'm scared of the air.
Nah, you'll be all right. Everybody's...
You never know, dude. I don't know how mountain people fucking live.
Everybody's... I mean, it's pretty scooter heavy. You can scoot pretty hard out there.
Oh, I love a scoot, dude.
Because they're like, you know, pretty bike friendly. So you can just transition, you know, to scooting. And they also have a bunch of those bikes you can rent around town and shit like that. And then they got a pretty good train system. So you can fucking zip around on a train and shit. That's okay. In Denver, you know, in Fort Collins, it's just about the bike and the scoot.
Well, I'll be in both.
Are you going up to Fort Collins too?
Yeah, I'm going to Denver, flying into Denver, going to Fort Collins, doing shows in Fort Collins, then shows in Denver, then Cheyenne, Wyoming, then back to Denver.
Nice.
And no, then back to Fort Collins, and then I get on the plane and come home.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
And you're going to be, where are you going to be crashing, just all around?
At Sam's house.
Sam Talents?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, he's got me crashing over there, stinking up the joint. You get to wear a jacket out there yet?
Where?
In Denver.
Yeah, I mean, it's still pretty hot during the day. I was like walking around like, I was like.
You were that hot?
Oh, yeah. I was just like.
You need to drink some water if you're making those kind of fucking.
Well, noises. You get dehydrated out there because of the altitude, so you got to be drinking that water.
I bought this.
Yeah, you better take it with you.
I'm gonna load up on fucking H2O. What's the O in water stand for?
Hose.
That's right, hose.
What airline are you flying on?
I'm flying on motherfucking Frontier.
Oh, the tier.
I love the tier, dude. I'm a tier head. Yeah. I'm a big tier guy.
Yeah, you're like that animal on the side of the plane, get you fired up.
Yeah, I like Frontier. They always just kind of treat you a little shitty.
Yeah.
You know, they're always just like, you know what, man? Fuck off. Well, we'll get you there.
You're like, okay. Okay.
Wait, am I going on Frontier? Let me tell you. Let me not lie to you, because I would hate to be known as a liar. Type your name into the thing. Jameis Creamus. I am flying on...
Allegiant.
Ooh, I better not be. Man, what... Whatever, dude. I'm flying somewhere. I think it's Frontier. If it's not, it's Allegiant. Is Allegiant shitty? Is Allegiant, this podcast shitty?
Allegiant's just like Frontier, you know, the seats that don't. Allegiant's like, yo, we leave on Wednesday and then we come back around on Thursday. they fly like 2 days a week.
Oh, okay.
They're like, we'll see you when we see you.
Is that true?
they just have a funky schedule. You know,
man, you know what? How do you know stuff? You've been flying for a lot of years. And I've been flying for
10 years. I worked for Delta for 4 years.
Oh, that's right. So you know plane stuff. I don't even get it, dude. I watched a plane safety test so I wouldn't be scared to fly, and now I'm not. I mean, it never sketches me out. Planes are safe as hell. But, you know, then I'm like, you know, like, schedules of other airlines? I have no idea.
You just gotta, you know, you got Priceline, you start there, but, you know, Allegiant isn't even on Priceline. They're on their own. You gotta go to their website. So is Southwest. Southwest.
I use Hopper.
Hopper?
Yeah.
Hopper might show you everything. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I use Hopper, and I got my round trip ticket for $133.
I mean, that's a good deal, bro. You just got to bring a backpack so they don't hit you with that fee. You just got
to hit me with that extra $45, and I don't even care. I'll be like, whatever, give it to me.
Y'all, you're taking a bag?
I'm going to take a bag. I'm going to be out there for 10 days. I'm going to take my suitcase and a backpack.
Yeah. Well, if you keep your backpack light, maybe you just have to pay for one bag.
I think, I get one carry-on.
Yep. And then you can...
God, this podcast is making probably whoever's listening to it want to shoot themselves in the fucking head. What a bunch of fucking dorks we turned out to be. Maybe I just don't got the riff in me tonight, dude.
Well.
I'm thinking I got a grocery shop. I might join a gym.
Oh, you might join a gym?
Yeah.
Feeling thick? Is that why?
I'm not feeling thick. I'm feeling like I have the potential to start getting thick this winter, and I want to get ahead of it.
Yeah, pre-thick.
Yeah, because I had pre-thick. I had a pre-thick mission about. I was like, you know what, dude? I know I'm a broad-shouldered bad boy. I always have been. I always will be. But I don't want to turn into the Bell that I once was. I've kept most of it off, but in the teen, dude, I gained fucking, talk about teen, I gained 13 pounds. I'm like, I don't need to do this anymore.
I mean, the teen was like the fattening. Everybody got fat.
It was the fattening.
There you go. See, we're back on the page.
All right, hell yeah, there we go. The fattening brought us back 13 minutes in. Damn, dude. Yeah, the teen was the fattening. It was the marbling of our entire country.
Man, I've seen some people. I'm like, whoa.
I know, dude. And I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy that somebody sees and goes, yo, what, dude?
You
got fat as shit, dude. You all right, dude? Some of these people came out of the teen pre-diabetic.
I think they're post-diabetic.
They're post. Breeze came out post, dude. I don't want to get there. You know, I love a sweet. I love a treat. I got a tooth on me that'll chomp a fucking piece of cake. Oh, okay. That's a good thing to do to the microphone. I got a thing on me that'll fucking chomp a piece of cake. I'll even eat baklava, dude. Sometimes I just got the fucking craving for the shug. And I think I need to hit a Stairmaster or a fucking bike and pump a couple weights. And just pay the $10 to Planet Fitness. What do you think? Go ahead. I'll take my answer off the air.
Well, you know, you just got to do what's best for yourself and your body. And, you know, if you want to join Planet Fitness and get in there and get shredded, I ain't going to stop you from shredding that wheat.
I don't want to shred my wheat. I don't want to shred my wheat.
I don't want to washboard your ab.
Ew, no. I think having washboard abs nowadays is for people that have been molested.
All right.
Men.
Yeah, all right.
Let me clarify, men.
All right.
Men that have met. Oh, shit. Let's start the episode.
Riff. Woo. Riff. Woo. Riff. Woo. Riff. Woo. Riff. Woo. Man. Woo. Well, we were just giving everybody like a behind the scenes of a riff board. That's usually, we just were doing, we recorded the, yeah, the riff city.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
We just did, we were giving you the behind the scenes, the warm up before the.
Yeah, it usually ends with somebody saying, you know, it's because every man with abs got molested. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Who gives a fuck? Who cares? I really would not think I would like to brisket smoked over fire. Can't eat this if you want washboards.
You can't eat brisket.
You cannot eat Arby's.
You can't eat Arby's.
You can't eat Arby's, dude.
What if you?
What
just
are you talking about?
What if he just didn't get the bun and you just.
Ate that fucking jelly meat? No, I'm on Atkins. Just give me that fucking jelly meat, dude.
You get that Arby's salad.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they are the highest of quality. That shit's made in a lab, bro.
Logan, my buddy Logan Gunselman, she that's what she gets at the Arby's. She fucks with that Arby's salad, dude. Loves it.
Dude, that's wild. She's in like good shape, though.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't eat anything. I think she just eats like a bag of nuts a day and calls it.
Yeah, that's what I mean, man. Like, we're two dudes that are like, I'm in my late 30s, you're in your mid 20s, and we're just in like always constantly. Every meal I eat is like, well, this is going to be the one that makes you the fattest person alive. So I'm very, that's what I have in my mind, at least.
I mean, it's so crazy. This past year is like, the most active I've been and like the thickest boy I've been in a long time.
I think it's diet soda, dude.
You think it's the diet soda that's putting me over the edge?
Yeah, you need to just get on that seltzer water. It, you know, diet soda just confuses your body. It confuses your whole endocrine system. God. Your system thinks you're putting calories in that it's actively fighting against, and it actually creates fat in your body.
So if I just cut the diet soda, I'd fucking lose.
If you cut soda altogether and you just drank seltzers, like fucking bubblies and shit, I bet you would lose 25 pounds in a month.
Man.
I bet you would, dude. As much as you – because I always see you. You're always playing pickleball. You're always playing softball. You're always playing golf. You're out there getting your damn sweat on. You go for walks. I'm telling you, man, I bet you would be like, holy shit, in a month. And when those abs come out, then you can get on this podcast and be like, oh, by the way, I was molested.
By Diet Coke. Coke Zero. Yeah. Coke Singer Zero. Coke Singer fingered me in butt.
Coke Zero fingered me when I was a kid.
I know.
You got that collar pop, Kanye West. You look good, dude. You look good to me.
It's just like, man, if I gave up the soda, I'd just be like, what's the fucking point of living?
Oh, come on. Dude, that's that Kentucky in you. That's that deep bread KY in you, dude.
Like, I just got to eat a pizza and drink a water, bro.
No, you get a flavored soda water. They're fucking great. I haven't drank a Coke or a diet soda or a Mountain Dew. I haven't drank any pop in over two years, almost 3 years. I might be on 3 years no pop.
But what about that caffeine? I need caffeine. Do you just drink coffee?
Drinking coffee.
You drink coffee?
Oh, Beba, do I drink coffee?
All right, so I got to get yoked on the coffee.
You drink coffee, right? Yeah.
Not really. I mean, every once in a while. I mean, when I used to live near a coffee place I could walk to, I would walk up and get a coffee and post up and write. But
yeah.
The coffee place, there's like a Starbucks that's walking distance to me, but it ain't a post-up Starbucks. It's like by the bus stop Starbucks.
Nice. I like those.
You like a bus stop? I like one where you can hang out.
Nah. See, I always immediately walk into Starbucks and judge the people that are hanging out writing scripts. And I mean, they're like, just, look at me. I'm creative.
It's not about,
and
it's for like, me, it's not about looking. Look at me. It's about, I just want to go do a thing so I could say I got out of the house instead of being in the house all day.
Well, right, but you live in LA. There's got to be another locally owned coffee shop around you. There has to be.
Yeah, I mean, there's like one, but it's extra fancy.
What is it? What's it called? Talk to me about this fucking piece of shit that's doing this to you.
It's called Alta or something like that. It's just too fancy.
Oh, already too fancy.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta tell you, in my neighborhood, and you've been to my shitty, scary neighborhood, in my neighborhood, the coffee shop up the street, you're not going to believe this. This is going to blow your tits off. Their egg sandwich.
$10.
$12.
$12.
$12 for an egg. It's like, why don't you just go fuck yourself now? That is like, you want everybody to know where gentrification started in this neighborhood with a $12 egg sandwich?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, we got Ethiopian-owned coffee shop down the street called The Drip, where I run an open mic every Tuesday. Right. Those dudes, drip coffee, $2 free for me. You know how much their sambusas are? An Ethiopian lentil dish that they make? $9, and it's a full meal. These guys, $12 for an egg sandwich. I mean, you fucking pieces of shit.
Now, do you make your own coffee at the house, or are you just always getting it out there on the road?
Well, see, that's what I'm going to start doing. I have been every day buying a Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee or a hot coffee if it's wintertime. And I'm like, bro, I need to start. That's my goal. I need to start. My goal this week until next – what is today? Wednesday or some shit? My goal is to eat at home every day.
All right. Yeah.
That's why I think I gained weight. I've been eating out like a fucking savage.
Yeah, I mean, it gets, you know, I get in that pattern too, because you're just like, man, just cleaning the dishes and all the work. It's like, fuck.
And dude, I got that fucking road dog in me. Like, since the pandemic ended, I've been going to Cleveland and Detroit and Chicago and this place. Yeah, you know, I had to say it like a Midwesterner. But I've been jamming around and going places, and I'm like, dude, I've been eating out so much that when I come home, I'm like, $12 egg sandwich, I'm home. You know what I mean? I got to chill out.
Yeah, maybe it's stupid. I got the Soda Stream at the house. So, and I was really into that for a while, but I was still just drinking the Diet Cola. So I don't think it made a difference. I was just making my own cut. I was cutting my own Diet Cola, but
dude, come on.
But if you're saying if I just like started, like did like some sort of seltzer.
Just doing the seltzers. No aspartame, man. That's that horrible chemical, dude. It's a bad chemical for your body.
What's a good flavor for the seltzer water? Maybe like
I'm a cherry boy. Cherry, I feel like, has the most fucking cha-cha. You know what's a good seltzer? You got Kroger out. Oh, no, you got Ralph's, right?
Yeah.
You know what you do? Ralph's might have the same shit as Kroger. They got the soda waters like Kroger.
Yeah.
Well, Kroger makes a soda water, a root beer seltzer, and it is good as fuck, doggy.
All right. I wish there was like a lemon lime,
Key lime.
Like a healthy Mountain Dew.
Oh my God, dude. You gotta stop, man. Just stray away. You're not a kid anymore. There's no more of this. It's over.
Oh, it's done.
You're gonna wake up one day in a month and be like, God, even my skin feels different. Dude, when I stopped drinking soda, man, I'm telling you what, I got like my skin felt better. I read this article like a couple years ago that said like human beings after the age of 30, what you're not supposed to put in your body because it literally cannot process it at a point. I mean, they don't know everybody's metrics, but yeah, dude, aspartame is one of them. They said you can't even eat a fucking bean burrito from Taco Bell in your 30s. It'll fucking fuck you up.
Damn, bro, man, life. It'll get you.
Dude, bro, man, life, dude. That's what I'm saying. That's the name of this episode is Dude, Bro, Man, Life.
Dude, Bro, Man, Life?
Bro, life. Bro, life.
Bro, life. Hey, we slugged along, but we made it.
Yeah, we did. That train needed grease.
This is Word of Mouth, sponsored by our t-shirt.
New.
Buy our t-shirt. We got
our t-shirts.
Buy that Rift City drip. Buy that Rift City drip. Wear it out. Get the word on the street. Rift City podcast shirts.
They're nice.
They are nice. I also
you like my dance?
I did. I also got a normalized nitrous shirt I put up there. It's like
nice.
The guns, Logan Gunselman, she designed that shirt. Just a hand holding a balloon says normalized nitrous.
Oh, I saw that. It looks good.
Yeah. Pink, blue writing. Wear it to a hippie concert. It'll be a hit. People will be like, bro, where'd you get that shirt? All right, word of mouth. Here we go. I'm ready.
There he is. Go for it.
Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds and Little Rel Howery.
What the fuck?
You got it. Giving it a big thumbs up. It's nice to see a big movie that's an original idea. Funny. A lot of surprises. A lot of heart. Mm. Babes.
Oh.
The Steve from Stranger Things with that good ass hair. They flattened his hair in this movie though. That was the only drawback. They tamed him.
They can't flatten my man.
I know they flattened your bro.
Yeah, I love High Hair Steve.
High Hair Steve, yeah, but he's up in that piece, and Ty Watiki's up in there.
Oh, Ty Watiki. I don't know how to say his name, but I love it.
Yeah, dude, he's funny as shit. Yeah, dude, it's funny, man. I'm giving it
What's it on?
It's on a movie screen near you.
Oh, it's not on the streamings.
You got to go out and see it in the theater with the Delta variant. Get in there.
That's fine. I'm vexed.
Yeah, you should go see it, man. I will. Big thumbs.
I would like to go to a movie. Maybe I'll go to a movie by myself.
Yeah, dude. You'll be laughing. You'll be hooting. You'll be hollering.
Okay. I'll hoot. I'm a hard laugh, though. You better not fuck me.
Nah. Yeah, it'll get you.
All right.
It'll get you.
Man, now I don't know which one I want to do. Fuck. Okay, I'm going to do this.
Was yours
one.
Free Guy as well?
mine was Free Guy. I've never seen it, but the trailer looked hilarious. Now, I'm going to call out a movie that is streaming, I think, for the month. It's on HBO Max. It is the new fucking Suicide Squad, dude.
I saw that as well. Pretty good.
Shit fucking ruled. I was laughing at John Cena and Idris Elba. I liked the shark guy that was Sylvester Stallone's voice. I love, you know, I'm a Margot Robbie boy. You know what I mean? She's my big crush.
Yeah.
I loved the Suicide Squad. I was like, man, this shit. Margot Robbie is so good at playing that character. You can tell she likes doing it. Sylvester Stallone fucking rules as that big shark with a name that I don't remember. The polka dot guy was all right. The other chick was she with the rat queen. She was okay. But I'm telling you, it's Sylvester Stallone and Idris Elba and John Cena. The guy's a wrestler.
Yeah, dude. He's funny.
Man, he's funny. And the plot is actually good. I was like, what is this, a fucking Marvel movie? And then I realized it was directed by James Gunn. And I was like, oh, that's why it's good. Man, yeah. Shit, man.
Man,
what you know
shit.
About directors, man? Bro, man, shit, life.
Bro, man, shit, life. Well, we got to the end of this one.
Thank God.
You stuck in there with us.
I'm just going to throw out a big sorry to all the listeners.
Well, you know, people like, you know, I bet you have people that listen to Rift City also fly on Frontier or Allegiant. I don't think we got
all
any.
Of high, them.
We don't have any high rollers up on Delta and shit.
A lot of coach.
Coach.
Yeah. This is a podcast for people that ride coach.
putting the multi layers on so I don't have to pay that bag fee.
That's right. I'm wearing 3 coats on my flight in September. Is it gonna be even colder? Oh, yeah! Thank you for listening.
Bananas reopens at the end of the show. We say, thank you today.
This shit rips.
Then everybody knows to get the fuck up out there. To Sneaky Pete's.
Hit me, Looney.
Is it on a loop?
I think it was. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're done.
All right. Well, good.